Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Chip Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I'm not sure we could have more going on in one moment, possible, but I'm going to update everybody what's happening. Jeff and White Brian are out in the alley about to hit an exploding golf ball in the alley. I could see them from the window, and I'm going to tweet out a photo to make sure everybody knows to get on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube stream right now. Jeffrey, how we feeling out there?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm good, man.
When's the last time you hit a? When's the last time you hit golf balls?
Probably like 2 weeks ago at Langston.
Okay, how's your game?
I mean, I'm still where I'm at.
You're bad.
I'm getting the ball off consistently though.
Okay, so here's my question: are you confident you will actually explode this golf ball?
Yes.
All right. I'm trying to watch you guys out the window, but it's also incredibly difficult to do that while I'm on the air and while I'm sure White Brian wants me to remain on the stream. Landfill, what do you think of my current positioning right now? I'm leaning on the back of the glass trying to look out the window.
Absolutely wild.
Landfill, as far as radio bits go, how dumb is this one?
It's not great.
I'm starting to agree with you the more I have to sit in my current position. Jeff, you see me up? Jeff's out there dancing like a fool. Jeff, I think you want more stream time in your life anyway.
Hey, man, when you a star, this was given to you.
Oh, my God. I wish B was here for that line. All right. So everybody knows, Commandante Tequila sent in incredibly bizarre boxes of golf balls that Jeff said, somebody said they were covered in white stuff, which is kind of odd. Damn. All right, Jeff just took a really, really fast swing. Were the golf balls covered in weird substances?
No, but you can tell the golf balls were fake because they don't feel like golf balls at all.
Okay, great. Pause. Now, which, are you hitting this towards the building or at White Brian?
I'm going to hit it towards that building.
Okay, you could easily.
So I don't hit nobody's car.
You could hit that purple car right there, no problem.
Oh no, I'm good.
I don't think you are.
My swing is accurate.
No, it's not. All right, Landfill, you got a drum roll?
All right, I'm
or something?
Hanging up. Let's get it.
All right.
Over under one swing.
Do you miss the ball when you try to hit it?
No, I'm asking. I'm asking if you think I'm gonna miss the ball.
It's in baseball, Jeff. In golf, you're not supposed to miss the ball. So I'm going to take the under on one swing. Good God. All right, here we go. Everybody get on the YouTube stream. I will describe this. Put the phone down, Jeff. How Jeff doesn't have AirPods for this event is pretty remarkable. You don't have to hang up, Jeff. I still want the audio, dummy. All right, well, Jeff hung up, forgetting that this is a radio program first. All right, here we go. He's stepping in. He's got the club in his hand. It is a very old like little sand wedge that somebody left here. Oh, and a car just pulled out. Thank God Jeff didn't hit it right there. Oh, my God. He swung and missed. He swung and missed. Oh, he got the second one, though. It's a girl. It looks like this golf ball was a gender reveal toy, and it's a lot of pink dust out there. Oh, he's got more. All right. Keep going, Jeff. Landfill, how embarrassing is it that he swung and missed?
I mean, that's pretty much what we expected, right? This is Jeff's golf game. I mean, he shoots like 120, and that's not counting all the strokes.
Right. All right. The second one was a white ball. Jeff's walking like he just won a championship or something. That was really pretty poor effort. Toby, get on that mic. You watched it. What'd you think of Jeff's game there?
Well, when he hit the ball, it wasn't horrible because we couldn't see the direction. It just exploded. So I think that was the best thing for him.
What do you think of him missing on his first attempt?
That's pretty bad, JP. I mean, you could literally almost chip that golf ball. You don't have to hit very hard, and it's going to explode. And he missed.
Dude, he missed. And I don't know if you had the audio. He asked me before, over under, how many swings. And I didn't even know what he meant. I thought he meant, like, am I going to be able to break it? He was preparing to miss.
Yeah, it should be one swing. That's all you should need. It shouldn't be that difficult to hit the golf ball that's not moving. And he somehow managed to not hit it.
That was something. Shout out to Comandante Tequila for thinking that we were going to not notice those were just fake-ass golf balls. Although, I guess, Ben, I've also come up with a naming system, Landfill. All of a sudden, there's a very large red-headed man around frequently and a short red-headed man around frequently.
Correct.
So I think we call them Big Red and Little Red.
Okay.
So Ben, a.k.a. Little Red, apparently took one of these balls out and hit them unknowing they were explosive.
That's tough.
You got to be a moron. They very clearly aren't real golf balls when you hold them.
Very clearly. There's even a pink line going around it.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. That Jeff, I appreciate you going out there and trying. It's always fun when we get somebody out in the alley during the live portion of the program. Landfill, would you say that Jeff impressed people today?
No. His golf swing certainly didn't impress anybody.
I mean, he swung so hard and just picked his head right up.
Yep.
Like, the two things you're supposed to do, swing easy, keep your head down.
I mean, I think maybe you could make an argument that Jeff didn't want to hit the concrete down there, but it's a terrible, crappy, old wedge that nobody knows who owns it. Nobody knows whose it is. Nobody could care any less about it if you did a little damage to that one. And he just swung and missed.
He swung and missed. And then was real hype about his performance in the subsequent two swings. Congrats, Jeff. You broke an exploding golf ball that Little Red broke with a putter, is my understanding.
I am kind of alarmed at how long it's taken them to get up here. Do you think they are potentially locked out of the building?
No, it's Jeff. Everything takes longer than it should.
Because there's stairs, like, right there. It should have taken them probably... It would have taken me 3 minutes... To walk up the stairs.
But you're not a big stairs guy.
I'm not a big stairs guy. No. Stairs and I don't do well together. But these guys, it should have taken them about 45 seconds to get up here.
I mean, seriously, we sent the bottom two guys in our reliability ratings outside, and now we're surprised it took them a while to get back? I don't know that we should be surprised. Jeff, are you proud of yourself? Jeff's back.
Yes, I'm proud of myself. I connected on the first swing each time.
No, you didn't.
No, the first one was a practice swing. I was trying to get my power right.
I do not believe you.
You ain't seen me swinging that entire time?
I saw you have a practice swing before.
Yeah, and then when I walked up, I said, I'm going to practice, and then I'm going to get it right. Didn't I, White Brian?
He was really stressed. He wasn't going to hit the ball, so he did take a practice swing.
You missed.
That was
Your miss was a practice swing?
Yes, I got over it just to, you know, make sure I keep myself down. I was like, all right, let's get it.
I
do the same thing on the golf course, too.
How often do you miss the golf ball while playing golf?
It's always around, like, hole 15 through 18 when the fatigue starts to set in. and fatigue, I've been, you will get fatigue when you hit the ball and you got to go find it every time you hit it.
I play golf, Jeff. I'm aware of how it goes. I
but you don't lose your ball as much as I lose my ball, JP. that's what you don't understand.
I mean, that's kind of the point, though, of golf. You're not supposed to lose the ball.
Right, you're supposed to go the whole round with one ball.
Hey, it's a lot of things we're not supposed to do, and we still do it. That's why we get better.
Well, listen, anytime somebody wants to send in various explosive objects, hold on, let me.
Nope, absolutely not. No, under no circumstances do that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
People want to send in more wacky stuff for Jeff to hit in the alley. I support that. Is that better phrase, Landfill?
Yeah, if you want to send in prank golf balls, that's fine.
What about if somebody drops off a tomato?
Sure.
Like, I think we could make Jeff hits the X item in the alley with a golf club into a weekly segment.
I mean, Commander Tequila just sent us gender reveal golf balls. Why not?
That is, Commander Tequila never ceases to amaze me. He's an interesting fella. A kind fella, but interesting. Now, last time Commander Tequila gave us a number of gifts, we all realized he was moving and just didn't want to get rid of some stuff, so he gave it to us.
Yeah, he was moving. He emptied out his house, and then he just found all the stuff he didn't want, and he brought it to us like we would want it. He brought us expired cereal.
That's right there in the window.
Do you think Commander Tequila sent us gender reveal golf balls because he just had them laying around the house?
He's moving again?
Did he go and buy these for us?
I think he probably just had them lying around.
That may be one of the most... That's a weird thing to have laying around.
I honestly think...
Like, typically you buy those for a very specific purpose.
Yeah, I honestly think he thought we would not recognize the sleeve of balls to not be normal golf balls. But, I mean, as soon as the casing moved, you heard it sound like ping pong balls.
Yeah, for sure. All right, what should Jeff... Next Tuesday, Jeff's going to hit something with a golf club in the alley. Open to suggestions. I kind of like the tomato idea. Maybe as we get in... Will next Tuesday be October?
Yes. Ain't it? Yeah. No.
I think...
No, it will not.
I think we need Jeff to hit a pumpkin with a golf club.
I think that might hurt him. I think he'd break his wrist.
Yeah.
Pumpkin's got some serious mass to it.
I'll hit one with the baseball pumpkin.
Okay. I mean...
Smashing pumpkins.
There you go. I don't want you breaking your wrist. But, you know, hit it with a driver, maybe?
That might break. Wouldn't that break the driver?
Probably. All right. Next week, Jeff hits a tomato with a golf club.
Headbutt the pumpkin. I think I could take a pumpkin.
Now we have another segment. White Brian drops a pumpkin from a ladder.
No, Jeff's head. No dropping. We're going to set it up on like something that's like.
White Brian just holds it.
Yeah, and I'm going to give a headbutt right through it.
You think your head
can go through a pumpkin?
So you're
yes.
worried about a driver breaking, but you're into headbutting a pumpkin.
See, I'm a hard-headed guy, so it's not.
Lord, we know.
I need my hands so I can DJ, so I cannot risk messing up my hands.
Don't need your head to DJ.
Nah, the music is in me, brother.
What a world we live in, folks. But if you, like me, are considering getting the hell out of here, there's only one company you should call for your moving needs. That's Metropolitan Moving and Storage, the official and unofficial moving and storage company of 106.7 The Fan. Seriously, almost everybody at this station has used Metropolitan Moving and Storage for their moves. JP Flame has, Grant has, Chris Kynard, the Cluster Buster has, Danny Ruye like 100 times. I've known these guys for 25 years or so. I've known these guys since high school. McCarty, John Neal, these are great dudes that do a great job. Whatever it is you need, office, residential, say you got some like extra special sentimental value items that you want to make sure they're protected. Whatever it is, they'll build a custom crate for chandeliers, art, whatever you got. They'll send a moving consultant to your house or your office to go through all of your options before you move and give you a free on-site estimate. Plus, if you're going long distance, they'll give you a dedicated truck and crew for the long distance move, which means you don't have to share truck space. That is a huge difference from a lot of these movers. Take it from me. They're the only guys I would call. Call Justin, 301-279-0090. Again, 301-279-0090. McCarty, Justin was a hell of a football player back in the high school days. Give him a shout, or you can check him out online, dcmetropolitanmoving.com. That's dcmetropolitanmoving.com. That's who I would go with, and you should too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.